This is an All Ears English bonus. Hidden gems for travel plans vocabulary.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and former IELTS examiner, Jessica Beck, coming to you from Arizona and Portland, Oregon, USA.
Today, you'll learn five phrases natives use to talk about their travel plans, perfect for summer conversations. Plus, learn about a super special offer for our listening and fluency course. I'm so excited to be here on All Ears English with you.
I know, especially because we're talking about travel. You guys know how much we love to talk about travel. We know you love to travel. It's one of my favorite topics.
Totally. And we are getting into summer now, guys. It is the beginning of summer. And I hope a lot of you have some awesome travel plans coming up. I know I do. I'm going to share some details about that with you guys in today's bonus episode. But why are we talking about travel today, Aubrey?
Yes, because we have a very exciting deal right now for our Connected Communicator course. This course is actually really awesome. You follow Lindsay awesome. On a road trip across the United States. She visits Jessica. You get to see Jessica in Portland. It's really fun. It's native interviews, and it's actually always really cheap, but even more so now. Yeah. You guys can save $20 off if you go to allearsenglish.com/summer. We're giving you a summer deal, right? Summer's exciting anyway. This is especially exciting. So there are 72 of those video interviews. They all come with transcripts, vocabulary lessons, pronunciation work, and you get a bonus, 6 native idioms about energy and motivation, all if you sign up today.
Yeah. So guys, get in on this before July 5th. Go to allearsenglish.com/summer. It's summer. Let's enjoy ourselves. Maybe you can work a little less, travel a little bit more. And if you are stuck at home, I know you will be for part of the summer at least, go ahead and travel with me and Lindsay. We are your guides across the country. So again, allearsenglish.com/summer. So guys, we want to talk about 3 vocabulary terms you can use to talk about your summer travel plans. These are all terms that I would use. So we're going to teach you this today.
Yes, exactly. Okay, we're going to share the first one, and then Jessica is going to share a fun example from an upcoming trip that she's planning. So this is going to be really fun. She'll share sentences you could potentially use in conversations with friends. So this first one is the word itinerary, and this means your travel plan. It's often like a document, like you've written out a list of things that you want to do on your trip.
Just like a schedule, basically, right? Yeah. So it took me 10 hours to actually plan our itinerary for our upcoming 2-week road trip. We are covering so many miles, you guys. And we are just camping in so many different places, and figuring out this itinerary was kind of hard, and I was really proud when I was finally done.
That especially would be difficult, because it's one thing to like call a hotel wherever you're going to end up, but if you're wanting to camp and find campsites and know where to stop, that's an itinerary that takes some time to figure out.
Oof, took forever. It's gonna be worth it though, guys.
It's gonna be awesome.
Especially right. With high gas prices. Yay, I chose the right time to take a road trip.
Oh no, maybe they'll dive right before your road trip. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. All right. What's the next word, Aubrey?
All right. The second one is wing it. So this is a phrasal verb that means to not plan anything, to just go with, you know, be super spontaneous.
Yeah. So after spending 10 hours mapping our itinerary, which basically just consists of where we're staying and when, I stopped planning, basically, because I think we're just going to wing it. I mean, I just want to have an adventure. So we're going to rock up to a place and just see what's good, right? Just like see what's great to do there and we'll do that. So I'm usually not this spontaneous and I'm really excited and a bit nervous to wing it.
Oh my gosh. You use the best bonus phrasal verb to rock up to a place.
Yeah.
I love it so much. It just means to arrive somewhere, just like go somewhere, but it's such fun native natural slang. Fun. I love that. Okay. And our last vocab is hidden gems, which is something that not everybody knows about in a place. Like the locals might know about it, but not every tourist knows about it.
Yeah. So I have an old guidebook called Off the Beaten Path.
Nice.
And it's specifically for hidden gems. Now, I guess they're not hidden because they're in this book. But let's forget that. They're things that like normally you don't see on, you know, tourist maps and, you know, guides and Travelocity or whatever. So I've been leafing through this book and I've already found some really cool hidden gems that we're going to check out along the way that are super quirky, pretty weird, and therefore interesting.
Nice. Oh my gosh, you're using so many fun bonus phrasal verbs. To leaf through a book just means like to turn the page. You're not reading every word. You're like kind of just looking, skimming, but that's a fun, really native natural phrasal verb to say. I'm just leafing through this book.
Thanks. I love vocabulary. So guys, remember, you can get so much vocabulary like this native natural vocab in a motivating course. Guys, this is the best thing you could possibly do to learn English this summer is travel with us online, a virtual road trip. Go across the country with me and Lindsay, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/summer and get this course before July 5th. All right, Rad. Thanks for doing this today, Aubrey.
Yeah, so fun. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.